we hear in the Mishnah, Hachayshis b'masna b'lo yosaych yayin b'chaymitz, avol sochul es ha-shemen, b'lo shemen v'ered, because this is not the normal shteiger. B'nei melochim sochin shemen v'ered al makeseyem, shekein dalkan losaych b'chayl, they use shemen v'ered b'chayl. Shimon Omer kol Yisrael b'nei melochim heim, so Mamela, everyone is allowed to use it. Omar Rav Abe Bar Zavda Omar Rav Haloche ki Rav Shimon. That Rav said we paskin like Rav Shimon, that it is mutter for everyone to use Shemen Vered. Mestome the heter is because Kol Yisrael b'nei Melochim. So the Gemara asks, and this is a very, very difficult Gemara, V'omar Rav Shimi Barchiye Mishmei Darav, how could you say Rav Paskins like Rav Shimon? Rav said, Hai Misuchrayo Dinizayse, Osa Lahadukei B'yoy Metove. Now, Misuchrayo, let us see what Rashi says. Hai Misuchrayo, we'll come back to the first Rashi soon. Hai Misuchaya, Beged Keuchen Bebarza Chovi Shalcheres. They had a Chovi Shalcheres, and there was a hole in the side of the Chovi, that there was a Barza. Barza was a stopper that used to be put into the hole. Now, the hole was not made exactly to fit the Barza, so they used to take a Shmata and wrap it around the Barza, in order to ensure that it shouldn't run out. It shouldn't run out. Pasuk was speaking about Yayin over here. So because you're being seichet. You're seichet it. Shulchan Aruch brought down side to put it in, side to take it out. You make schite. Even though he's not mechaven to make schite, so the Gemara is shreklach. He says, what is the kasha of the Gemara? He says, how could Rav Paskin like Rav Shimon to say that one is permitted to be soch b'shemen vered? Rav does not hold like Rav Shimon, because according to Rav Shimon, Misuchrayo Dinizayse should be mutter, because it's a dovo shein miskaven. He's not miskaven to be seichet, so it should be mutter. So if Rav says that it's oser, so kol choch Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. So if Rav paskins like Rav Yehuda, how could he paskin here like Rav Shimon? That is the Gemara's kashin. Before we go back to the first Rashi, let us see the Teret. So the Gemara says no. Bahi afilu Rav Shimon moide. No, Rav take paskins like Rav Shimon. Ay, why did he ask them Misuchai den Ezaise? Because Rav Shimon also, Rav Shimon that holds Dovashen and Miskaven is mutter. Here Rav Shimon holds that this is also the afilu Rav Shimon moide. Da baye verovi da omri tovayu moide Rav Shimon bepsikreishe b'loyom. So Memela, this is a psikreishe, that it is going to make schite. So Memela, so therefore, even though he holds like Rav Shimon, it will still be awesome. But now we have to understand what the kasha of the Gemara was. So Rashi says, Lememre, let us see the first Rashi. What was the Gemara's kasha? The Rav Bekulei Shabbos, and it is preferable to use this first gilse, in the Kulei Shabbos, Svira like Rav Shimon. He paskin like Rav Shimon, so we see he didn't paskin like Rav Shimon because he was machmer according to Rav Yehuda. That is the Gemara's kasha. So it is understandable, and Taisis is going to be chaylik on Rashi, that what is the connection, Mayin Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai, since he paskin Zadovar She'enei Miskaven, is also, so therefore he can't paskin like Rav Shimon by Kol Yisrael b'nei Melochim. So the Ramban and the Megina Shloime want to say Pshat and Rashi as follows. to paskin like Rab Shimon in this lamdis, Kol Yisrael b'nei Melochim Haim, is not mistaver that Rav paskin like Rab Shimon, because the Gemara later, Perik Mefanim, brings down all the Tanoim that hold this shita Kol b'nei Yisrael k'bnei Melochim. And we have a klal and psak, whenever Chazal make a shita, these five tanoim hold this and this shita, so that means that we don't paskin like the shita. So Rav should not have paskined like Rab Shimon, al kol Yisrael b'nei Melochim. Al the shita of kol Yisrael b'nei Melochim, he should not have paskined like Rab Shimon. So al kol choch, that what he paskins like Rab Shimon is it seems like not out the sheet of Kol Yisrael b'nei Melochim, but there's a psanuma halach in psak that all the coolest of Rab Shimon he was mekabel on himself. So therefore he could paskin like Rab Shimon, but not out the sheet of Kol Yisrael b'nei Melochim. So that the Gemara asks, that is not true, because we see that Rav does not paskin all the kulis, it wasn't mekabel on himself, all the kulis of Rab Shimon. That is how they try to explain Shitas Rashi. Let us see Tosfos. Lememre de Rav ke Rab Shimon svirelei. Perish bekunteris, lememre de Rav bekulei Shabbos ke Rab Shimon svirelei. The li nire, if that is the kasha, dimkein havale lakshuye mikrochi de zuzi, the rav osa bepeire kame. We learned that yutesam at base, krochi de zuzi was a type of a machzeles. Jesus learns it's got mukze machmas mius, that rav asad. In this iser is only according to Rav Yehuda. According to Rab Shimon, it should be mutter. Rab Shimon doesn't hold muktzah. So why didn't the Gemara ask the kash in the first perik? How could Rav paskin? How could Rav paskin like Rab Yehuda by muktzah? Nimken av lakshui mikrochi dezuzi de Rav osa. I said the Gemara should have asked mikrochi dezuzi, not from Mesachai din his eyes. Should I ask him, Krochi de Zuzi? How could Rav paskin here like Rab Shimon? We see he paskins like Rab Yehuda by Krochi de Zuzi. It's here the Gemara emphasizes. The Gemara says, Mechzachai de Nezaise, Rab Shimon is also Moide. So we took care of that Kasha. But the Gemara should have asked from this Kasha, Mikrochi de Zuzi. And there you don't have a Teretz. If the only way we can understand Rav, if Rav is to hold all the kulos of Rab Shimon, Lagabi Shabbos, so the Gemara should have had from Krochi de Zuzi. And Bechlau, Vekama Amayroim de Mechalkim be Yisurei Shabbos, Kidoma be Perik Mefanem, be Mukta Lachile, Savolo ke Rab Yehuda, be Mukta Latulta, you hold like Rab Shimon. Where do we see that one cannot be bipartisan, that one has to hold Afke according to one Tane? There's a machlekes tanoim. So the lochas we paskin like this one, another lochas we paskin like this one. So memele, so could be in this shaila of kol yisrael b'nei melochim, we paskin like Rab Shimon. Lugabi dovish enim iskaven, we paskin like Rab Yehuda. V'nire l'rabbeinu tam. So Rabbeinu tam says, the mashmalei, koran under Rabshat. The time of Rab Shimon b'mas nisen, mishum deshori, Dover She'ein Miskav. The reason why it is mutter for everyone to shmir himself with Shemen Veret, this is because he holds that a Dover She'ein Miskav is mutter. V'tanekama osalei, the Tanekama asels, afilu l'tainek, afilu he's not shmiring l'shem refu, he's shmiring l'shem tainuk, mishum de zimnen l'refue ka'ovit. The Lashon is very schwer, but I think Zimnen l'refuah ka'ovid, not he'll make it l'refuah. The Zimnen, maybe it will be merape. Sometimes it will be merape. ועושה בעלמה דובר שאין מסכוון, ורב שמעון דמייקל בעלמה, כאשר אינה מיוחי בשאין מסכוון לרפואה, והשתה עושה שפר. So let us try to understand the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. Before let us give a shtikel hakdome, the Svas Emes and Das Kuftes Amet Beis wants to shtel to this Rabbeinu Tam to Rashi and Das Kuftes Amet Beis. We heard in the Mishnah, Avul Shaisu who made the kolim litzamoy. Now, in the Mishnah said a gewaldike chiddush, made the kolim is not a machol bria. But the Mishnah says, if one drinks it litzamoy, so he's taking a machol briyim, likavone for tzimoyin, not for refuah, it is mutter. That's what it says in the Mishnah. But Rashi says, im einoi choyle. Rashi says, if he is not a choyle. So from Rashi we see if he is a choyle, so even though he's taking it, Litzamoy, it is also. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi we see Amoyre de Kechidish. But the lomdus of the Kechidish is, the Svasemis there wanted to say Pshat is, because people will think he's taking it L'Refuah. Perhaps according to the Rabbeinu Tam, we can learn a different Pshat. That he holds a Dovo She'enei Miskaven is also. That means that if I'm taking something Litzimoy, and lemaise will be merape, it's even though I'm not mechaven lerefuah, but you're taking a dover shel lerefuah that is merape. So if you're so telling the shayla, if I hold over sheni miskaven is mutter, so that which is occurring without kavona, we're not geiris that. So memela, I'm taking litzamoy. If you hold over sheni miskaven is osir, so then it'll be osir. So Memele, with this Rashi, we have now a psegevaldik pshat in our Mishnah. Shemen vered al kaponim for lav b'nei malachim, that is not, lav b'nei malachim, don't use this. So it doesn't have a din of a machol briyim. When lav b'nei malachim use it, it's usually used for refuah. What'll be if someone who's lav b'nei malachim, he'll take it letainuk. He'll take it letainik. So lochayra, this is lochayra mamish, this din of shaisud made the kolim that is only mutter for a bori, not for a chayla. And we're speaking about a chayla, a person who has a market. So that is lochayra how the Rabbeinu Tam learned pshat in the Mishnah. The Tanikama held as follows. The Tanikama held v'loy shemin veret, because That it's not a machol briyim, it is not something sochu es hashemen, that's a dovor shchiyach. So sochu es hashemen afilu l'refuah, because that's equivalent to a machol briyim. Loi shemen vere, that is very expensive, it's oimed l'refuah. So memel it is also. B'nei melochim sochim shemen vere dal makiseyem. Shekein balkan losach b'chol, so l'chayre by b'nei melochim, according to the Tanikam, it has a din of machol briyim. By them, fakel, this is the normal shemen that they use a whole week. So mamela, by them it's a machol briyim, so by them they have the heter of kol oichlam oichel odom l'refuah. Ma she'ein kein kol Yisrael do not have their heter, so kol Yisrael is also according to the Tanikam. Rab Shimon Oimer Kol Yisrael B'nei Melochim Heim. So from the Rashba would seem to learn Shat the Rabbeinu Tam, not that Rab Shimon is saying Alomdis that Kol Yisrael B'nei Melochim Heim, that there's a heter they're not B'nei Melochim, they don't have the same pocketbook like B'nei Melochim have. No, Kol Yisrael have the Haloch of B'nei Melochim. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam learn Shat. Why? If he's taking it L'tainug, if he's taking it letainuk some emele, so it is mutter, because it's a dovo shein in miskav. So that is how the Rabbeinu Tam learned pshat in the Mishnah. He said the Tanikama held that Kol Yisrael is not allowed to take it afilu letainuk. Kol Yisrael is not allowed to take it afilu letainuk because a dovo shein in miskav is also. And Rav Shimon holds Kol Yisrael have the halacha of b'nei melochim. And they're allowed to take it l'tainuk. Why? Because adover shein in his kavan is mutter. That is how the Rabbeinu Tam learned pshat. Now the Rashba is samayra de kikasha and the Rabbeinu Tam. He says the Lashon HaMishnah is very shver. That what it says called he sold him a loch of b'nei malachim. That's not gefelah. Okay. That we could buy. But he says a b'nei malachim a mutter to take it a full of l'refuah. The Tanikam holds over Shani Miskavan is us. And that's the name of Malachim is Mutter, because by them it is the din of Machal Briyim. So how could you say Kol Yisroel B'nai Malachim? And that is not true. They don't have the heter of B'nai Malachim. B'nai Malachim are Mutter to take it a full of Refuah. You hold the only allowed to take it Latinux. There's a din of Adov Shani Miskavan. So the Lashon of the Mishnah is very shver. If you want to be matal l'tayin and gizun to hate, you go l'shitos, because you hold the dover shenim is kavan is mutter. But to say such a statement, kol Yisrael b'nei melochim hain, to say such a statement that they have the same aloha of b'nei melochim, when l'mais according to you, they don't have the same aloha, because according to you, they're only mutter l'shem tainug, and b'nei melochim, according to the Tanakam, is mutter afilu l'shem l'refuah. So that is the Rashba's kasha on the Rabbeinu Tam. Zok Tosfos weiter. Hai mesuchraiso de nezaisa osa lahaduke b'yoy metov. That one is not permitted to be mahadik mesuchrai de nezaisa. Perish. Stimas gigish shel sheicho. Tosfos says that Rashi didn't say exactly what was in this gigish. Tosfos says it's a gigish shel sheicho. Also laduke mishum schite ke de perish bekunteres. That the Gemara Amin also says in the Miskaven, the Masa says a psikreishe. So it's also to tighten it because he's seichet the sheicho. V'chein perish Rabbeinu Chananu. Is av al gav v'loi ashkechen d'hav v'chayish l'schite el gavi mayim. So Tosfos now asks Akashe, we do not find that we should be chayish l'schite el gavi mayim. Ki da omar b'perik v'eilu k'shorim. Gabi hoya mahalach b'shabes, a person was walking upo gabamas ha-mayim. So now, what should he do? Should he walk around Amas HaMayim, or should he go into the Amas HaMayim? So the Gemara says, Linchais b'mayim, if he'll walk into the Mayim, osi lidei schite. So later when he'll walk out of the Mayim, and his clothes are dripping wet, he'll squeeze them out. So we see, by Mayim, Chazal v'choshesh for schitas Mayim. Beperik chovis oma, harichet bimei ma'oro, v'nistapik ba'aluntis, lo yevienu biyodo, you should not bring back the aluntis, v'forosh bigmorim, shim da'osi lidei schite, it'll be drenching wet, the towel, it will go and squeeze it out. Beperik shoyl, beperik hamevi kadiyayin, gabi hani noshi deloi mishanyon, the Gemara is speaking in Beye that when one carries heavy masois and yontev, one should make some sort of a shinui to show that he shouldn't do the same maise that he does b'chayil. So the Gemara says, "Hani noshin d'loy mishanyan." They don't make a shinui; they carry heavy buckets of water. So the Gemara says, "What shinui could they make?" Nifreish sudre perish alakad. Maybe they should cover it. So that would be a type of a shini. You don't. It's not the same schlepping the buckets in yontav like in chayil. They're covering it. Dilma mishtamet b'maye. Maybe it'll be mishtamet b'maye. It'll get to fall into the water. Ve'osi lidei schite. So in all these gemaras we find that Chazal v'chayish for schite. If a beged becomes nishre b'mayim, avol gabi yayin legazrinim mishum schit kedama beperik toilin misaninin es hayayin besudrin. One is permitted to use a suda, a scarf to sieve wine. Yet, so So we see that we're not chayish of Dilma Osili Daishita. Now, before we go further, this is the kasha. Now, the time is going to be a teret. But let us appreciate what the kasha really meant, and then we'll appreciate what Taisvus is saying in the teret. Really, the mechaber of this kasha was the Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer HaYosha. The Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer HaYosha proved from this kasha as follows, that there's no such melacha as schite. No, schite is a tilde of melabeh. So, memele, by water, there's an iser of schite, because you'll squeeze out a beged from the water, that is melaben the beged. Masha enkein, if you have a mashke, if you have a mashke besides water, so by squeezing it out, you won't clean the beged. So the Rabbeinu Tam held there's no iser of schite. So the Rabbeinu Tam had a problem. So what's the problem? You're gonna make schite. So what? So there's no iser of schite. Schite isn't a malache. Schite is only als a tilde of malabe. And malabe only applies by water. Now Taisvis asks this kasha, and Taisvis is going to fa'emfa shitas kasha. So Taisva says like this, Vitaima. So he says, no, not that you can prove from over there that the whole Issa of Schite is only by Maim. You have a stira. He says, if a beggar is going to get wet in water, you go to Dulmasul HaMischet. And you can be Misanin Yayin Al Gabi Sudrum. Where's the Dulmasul HaMischet? So the Rabbeinu Tam proved there's no Issa Schite by Yayin. Taisa says no. Vitaimo, don't come to that conclusion. There is a malabin by other mashkin also. No, mishum dein odom choishish l'seichta. A person is not choishish, a person won't squeeze it out, given that they schite, and yochil lina koisoi meirechoi v'chazusoi. Even after he'll squeeze it out, it won't get completely clean because you'll still have the reyach hayayin and the mara hayayin. So memele, so that's why they weren't geizel dilma osi lemischa. That's pshat in the Gemara. But that does not mean if it'll be seichet, it won't be chayiv als melab. It means that I don't have to be geizel dilma osi lemischa because it's not probable that he'll do it. Davni Nezer learns pshat in this Tosfos, that according to Taisus, it will be soichetit from other mashkin, is chayiv als melaben. But they weren't geizel because it's not mistavel that he will be soichet. That's how the Avnei Nezer learns pshat in Taisus. Then Taisus says, there's another iser of schite. There's an iser of schite of, that's a tilde of mefarek, a tilde of dosh, just like one is not allowed to squeeze. One is not allowed to squeeze a grape in order to squeeze out the juice of the grape or an olive. So one is not allowed to squeeze out a beged that was boileya shemen oyai. So this is also osa. This also will be osa. Also tilde de mefari. But gam ein derech lischoi beged letzoirech mashke sheboy. You're not allowed to be soichet beged, l'tzayrich mashke sheboy. Avo mikol mokeim osa lischoy. So memela over there, we weren't afraid that he's going to go, when he's going to take the suda afterwards, he's going to take the suda afterwards and squeeze out the suda in order to squeeze out the few drops of yayin that were nivla in the suda. So therefore there's no shash. But it's osa. Gan der Rizal Begel Usech Mashke, Shabai Vum Mekol Mok Mosel Yitzcha, Dechisoch Itlai Mislabin Abeget Ktas, it will bring about a Libo. Vahavi Mechabes, Oy Mishum Mefarek, that means even if it's Oylech Leibud, even though the Mashke is Oylech Leibud, if it is Mislabin, so be Mechayev Alt Kibbutz. Oy Mishum Mefarek, or if he wants the Mashke, it'll be Chayev Alt Mefarek, Meisech Ikzaisim Vanovim. Kinemrinim beperik mefanim, im hoysa tzricha shemen, they're speaking about a psayoldis need shemen, chavata mevi'alo besaro, so the chavata will drench her hair with oil, and she'll come over and they'll squeeze it out. Uporich va'osili day schita alma yesh schita v'shemet. Ubeperik toilen kama rove lelehedik inish udra apume de shishe. This is a udra, is a cover on top of a cat. It's full of shemen. Dilma osili day schita uperish pekuntris kat shel shemen. So we see there is schita by a cat. There it's a tilde de mefarik. The perik noitel svug im yesh loy beis achize mekanchim by vilav ein mekanchim by mishum schita ulohochi osa lahaduke. And therefore it is osa lahaduke. So could be the iser is either als melabing, or the ritva wants to say that is speaking about that there is a keli that is tachas abarze. So the keli tachas abarze, so when you take out the barze, or you stick in, so the mashke will not be hoylach li'ibud, so you'll be chayiv alts mefarik. Rabbeinu Tam did not hold of both of these in yonim. He held there's no melabin by any other mashkin besides mayim. One of the magiyim, I think, on the Rashba, that's Me'ez Sakashe, and the Rabbeinu Tam, Kibish B'yayin Ksusei, that's Me'shtayt from Posik, that vice says that the Yayin is used to be Mechabes. Al Kaponim, the Rabbeinu Tam holds, there's no Isseschit over here. The Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYosher says that why is it Osa La'aduki B'yom Metovet? Mishum mevatole, he's mevatol the barze to the keli, umashvile le doifen. And it becomes a doifen of the keli, vafal pisha ein miskaven lekach, avale psikrei shebeloyans. So the benetam et gor anayi pshat in the gemore, that the iser is als boine, that it becomes part of the doifen. The Taisus HaRosh asks, and according to the Rabbeinu Tam, he has the pastor of secretion. If he wants it to remain there, he datoy levatlo by anoche my secretion shayichoch aloi hu oise keili biyadayim. If he's putting it there, it should remain there. So he's making a keili. Remain datoy levatlo in kein lavs. If he's just putting it there temporarily, so it's not a psikreisha. So how can you say he's an ene miskaven and it's a psikreisha? Hazay frekta. So he says, am shunne di keteretz, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, and he says as follows, hu miskaven levatlo, he's mechaven, it should remain there. The ene miskaven las is keli. But he doesn't want to make a keli. He wants it to remain there, but he has no intentions to make a keli. Psikreishi shayich bahai. Hoyo veine miskaven legamri lasis keli. He says, he has kavon, it should remain there als stopper, but there's no kavon to make a keli. So this is also considered, this is a very, very mechudish de kipshat, because we always understand the gather of a psikration, davar sheni miskaven, when there are two separate pa'ulas. That means he wants his goyre, kise v'safsol, so there's a greire, and then there's afshoros of making a charit. The greire and the charit are two different inyonim. Here, pshat is he wants to be mevatel it here, he wants this should remain there, but he doesn't have a kavonet to make it a keli. Al Koponim, that's what the Taisus HaRosh has according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that this also falls into the category of a psikreisha, and that's why it is awesome. Bim Taima, the Oma Bepeirik Basra Diyume, Ahoylech Lahakbul Pnei Rabbi, Oy Pnei Ovi, Oy Pnei Mishe Godol Emenu, Oyver Atzavori Bamayim, Ve'enei Choshish. That he's allowed to go in water. Vayim anami beperik beis debeye, gabi tvilas kelem b'shabitz, the nida she'in lo begodim, maremes v'tevelas b'begodehov, lo gazrinin dul ma'osi lidei schide. So Taisa has two kasha. The second kasha is, we're speaking about a isha nida that does not have begodim tahirim. She is one that she has one dress, and it's tamei, and she wants to toivu the dress in order that it should be toher. So it says, maremes v'teivelus b'begodel. So she goes and she toivus herself together with the begodim. And like this, the Isser of Tvilus Kalim is also Masak and Monet. But that's if she would take the dress and table it b'fnei Atzma. But now, since she's table herself and she's wearing the beged, so Mamela, it's Nirek Emeka, and we don't, therefore Chazal will not Geyser as the Isser of Tvilus Kalim, even though there is a Tutsach of Tvilus Kalim. But Frektach Toysviz, but in these two cases, there should be a problem. We just said before that they were Geyser. By if a person drenches his clothes, his clothes get drenched in water. That they were geyser dulma osili de schitim. So the mailer, why weren't they geyser here? The shleimer, the mitzvah shan. That they weren't geyser, but mokke mitzvah. Seems the taras abgodim is also considered a mitzvah. So the mailer, some of they were, we hear in the first parish, they were gebaldik nizah betaret. So al kuponim, that also is a din mitzvah. So, therefore, they weren't geyser. Vimtaima, Frektach Taisvist, there's another problem. Heichi shari hosom likonis bibgodero, bibgodov mistame, reilach lahagbo pnei raboi, venide nami eich taivelas bibgodero, neimo shriyose izel kibusoi, kedamrine bizvochim peirik tamchatas. Frektach Taisvist is a new problem. That what one soaks a beged in water, that alone is a teiris kibbutz. So forget about the gzeir of duma osil mischid, but the shriya alone b'mayim should be yosa al shriyos izel kibbutz. V'ya shloimer, the davke heicha de ike tipas dam, oitinuf omar shriyos izel kibbutz. The whole din that we say shriyos izel kibbutz, that is davke, there's a fleck on it. So then we say that the shriya alone, without agitating the water, or being mishafshiv the beged, that alone is a din kibbutz. But that if there's a fleck, the bahochi mayri beperik dam chatos. But if there's no fleck, it is mutter. And halacha, according to this shita, afilu it is a begen that became a little dirty from wearing, you also don't say shriyasa is a kibbutzi. This shriyasa kibbutzi is dafke by a fleck. Because that the nezer tain is if maremes ishe v'tevelis b'tgodeh, she didn't have another beged to wear, so mistoma, this beged wasn't too clean. She was mistoma wearing it. She doesn't have what to change with. About kaponim, the isra of shriyasa is a kibbutzi only applies if there's a fleck. That's what Tosfos wants to be machiyah from that gemara. Umotza ri muga b'sefer ha-yosher. The ri found a different teretz b'sefer ha-yosher. Lo yomar shriyosa izel kibusoi b'dovo she'enoi ki im lichluch. If a person, if the shriya is coming about through an oifen of lichluch, k'moi sifud ba'aluntis, one is drying oneself with a towel, the kinuach is sipug means that the zapayim valuntis, the kinuach yadayim b'mape. So that is called derech lichloch. So if one is doing it derech lichloch, so there's no din of shriyasa izel kibusa. Ahani shahulchin b'mayim im habgodim, havinami derech lichloch v'loi derech nikoy. So if the pu'ula is done derech lichloch, so then there's no iser of shriyosa izel kibus. And all this is dafke, but it's done derech nikoy. Val tinaik shelichlech bigdei imoy b'mei raglayim. So Mameila now, she has a problem, how could she make a broche? Ein lizrei kol of mayim, the shriyosa izel kibus. There you're pouring water on it, so there you want to be menakim, that is not called derech lichloch. That is called shriyosa izel kibus. V'shomari mipi hanoshim, shehita rabbeinu ta'am, little yodeho, that she should wash her hands. She has a problem now. She has one dress, and there is meiraglayim on the dress. So she should be little yodeho, lekaneach yodeho bebeget. Now she should wipe her hands bebeget, kivin shu derech lichluch, kidei shetuchol ispala lavoch. Agavuche, we see another halacha over here, that since it's only ma'at made a glayim, so you do not need a revius of mayim to be mevatalit. It is sufficient tafilu ma'at mayim to be mevatal the few tipis made a glayim which were on the beggar. That's what the Ri heard from the Noshim that Rabbeinu Tam was mata. Ve'inira l'ri, sherehi miskavenes l'tayra lichluk, v'derech v'richitze v'libun ha'vezeh ha'kinuach. This is considered derech richitze v'libun. The kavone is, if the kavone, the kavon is rachitza v'libun. So how could you say that this is derech lichluch? The svar of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not rachitza v'libun, it's a din bittel. She wants to be mevatel the meirag line. Not she wants to take out the stain from the beggar. She wants to be mevatel the meirag line. That's a din bittel. You mevatel the meirag line al yidei mayim. So memela, so that's not called rechitza v'libun. So therefore, now what's the whole problem? You're making the beged wet, so the derech lichluch is mutter. Moide Rav Shimon bepsik reishe. So the Gemara says here, Rav Shimon is moide by a psik reishe. Right, the Gemara, if a tesis v'hoda omer gabi lelehedek inish udre apume deshishe, dilma osi lideis chita v'leihave psik reishe. There it says that it is also of the Dovah Shein in Miskavan, Vilma Osi Lidei Srita. Yesh Lechalik, the Osa Mayri Bekisui, there it's speaking about not a stopper on the side. There it is speaking about a Kisui of a Kat, She'enai Beileya Kol Kat. So first of all, it doesn't get too wet from the Mashke. It's a cover. The gamenei sois mei kol kach b'chayzik, and also when he covers it, he doesn't press down too hard. She'enei chayshish rak sheyehei mechuse. Just wants it should be covered. So mameila there, it's a double she'enei miskav. Avol hocheshu betzada gigis. This is betzada gigis. Boile ya halbe. So number one, since this is soaking in the mashkin, it's boile ya halbe. The gam ahat kei b'chayzik dei shelo yeitzei hayayim. That the yain shouldn't come out. Have a psikreisha. Here it is a psikreisha. Al kaponim. So the Gemara had answered that what Rav Paskin Mesuchaydin is Aisa is also. So the Rav did not Paskin because he holds like a Yehuda. No, he Paskin like Rav Shimon. But for Pekin it is also because it is a psikreisha. Frech the Gemara. Omar Rav Chiya bar Ashi Omar Rav Halacha k'Rav Yehuda. We see klal that no Mesachaydin Zaisi can tell me Rav Shimon is also moide, but we have a memory that Rav Paskins like Rav Yehuda b'dovah sheni miskav. Rav Chanan bar Ami Omar Shmuel Halacha k'Rav Shimon. Shmuel Paskins like Rav Shimon. Rav Chiya bar Ovin Masni lo beloy gavli. Rav Omar Halacha k'Rav Yehuda. Shmuel Omar Halacha k'Rav Shimon. What is the mile from Beloy Gavri? Let us see what Rashi says. Halachik Rab Yehuda, Vedovo Shein Miskaven Da Osa. Beli Gavri Masni Lo Leplukta Da Rav Shmuel, Beloy Ameiroim Ha'oimri Mishmom, Elahim Atzmom Nechleku Boze. So what is Pshat and Rashi, Heim Atzmom Nechleku Boze? What's the difference if it's said over B'Shem another Ameire, or one Ameire says over both? So the Chedish Abav explains, that if one Amayre says over B'Shem Rav and another Amayre says over B'Shem Shmuel, so it could very well be that Rav was not aware of Shmuel Shita and Shmuel was not aware of Rav Shita. But each Amayre is saying, but Rav Paskin, what Shmuel Paskin. If one Amayre says Rav said like this and Shmuel says like this, so it seems that he is saying over that one was aware of the other's day, Elohim Atzman Nechlekubo. There was a machlekes between them. Rav knew that but Shmuel held Vachal Pikein, he was Machma. Al Kolponim, we have a problem. We see that Rav Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda B'dov V'Shein in Miskaven. So now we're back to the Kasha, how could he Paskin like Rav Shimon by Sikhe of Shem and Ver? Elo Omar Ove, אני וערי שבחבור תרגימנה, ומונאי רבחיה ברובן, הלוכי כרב שמן, ולאב מתיימן. That what? That we paskin, that Rav, that the Rav take paskin like Rav Shimon. V'lav mi taime. Not because of the reason of Rav Shimon. Ma'i alohi ke Rav Shimon. V'lav mi taime. I laim alohi ke Rav Shimon de shori. V'lav mi taime. I lo Rav Shimon sova mosi. V'rav sova loi mosi. That's why Rav was mad. Rav Shimon held it as merape, and therefore Rav Shimon needed the head of Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim, according to Taisa's head of Dov Hashem Miskab. And Rav holds it as mutter because it's bechlal not merape. Besova Rav loy mosi, omediktoni b'nei Malachim, sochin al gabi makeseyim shemet veret, mechlal the mosi. So what is the kasha? So the Svasemis Lanshatakasha is from the Tanakame. The Tanakame says that they're permitted to put Shemen al Makisayim, al Salomdis, because by them it's a Mahabriyim, but al Kaponim, Vaistachois, that if, so if the Tanakame and Rav Shimon both hold that it's Merape, so Rav should hold that it's not Merape, that's Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. That's not Mestavet. Ela halochik Rav Shimon de Shori v'lav mitayme. Dila Rav Shimon sova af al gav v'loi shchiach shor. Even though it is not shchiach to purchase, it's very expensive, it is also mutter. Because Rav Shimon has his lomdus, whatever the lomdus is. Rav sova is shchiach en v'loi shchiach loi. Uba asche de Rav shchiach mishche de Vardas. So Rav is just saying, Rav is just saying cases that what the halacha ba'asra de Rav, everyone is permitted to use shemen veret because it's shchiach samela is a din of a machol bri. Zot Rashi targimne v'loitik she de Rav ad Rav halacha ke Rav Shimon de shori b'shemen veret avoloi mitaimei de ein atam kedvora ilo Rav Shimon sova mosi v'vlochi shori. The Chodesh Aviv makes a grace on this Rashi. He adds the word loyma. The ein lecha loyma the muta loze va'osa loze. Because the lumbus of Rav Shimon is al tzkoi slob nei malachim. So the ein lecha loyma, you can't say the muta loze va'osa loze because kol yisrael b'nei malachim. Mechlal the mosi afilu letanikama. The ilav the mosi lemayitzachle. Why does the Tanakama have to tell us the b'nei malachim amuta? So he says, Avol gav dolo ishchir shemaberet b'mkoy meshol ze hasoch nimenu. And if it's not shchiach v'dom of yikorim, because the economy is dependent on demand, v'akol yoidim shein eisochay elo lefuhe. Shori. V'chol Yisrael b'nei malachim hain. Av yudha oyser, the muchach hamilse, that what? That Rabbi Yehuda asks the Muchacha Milse, that's a Tanakama, he's doing a lot of food. The Rav Namik, Rabbi Yehuda Sfirulai, Ela Bim Kaima, Yehuda Shori, the Shchiach, the Sochen Shem and Veret, V'loi Muchacha Milse. V'sholish Machloikis Bedovo, Zuktais V'si Sforim, V'loi Garsina Lai. So Samus is Hakka Debi, Sholish Machloikis, The Gemara asked the Kasha before, how could you say that Rav holds Mosi, the Tanakama and Rav Shimon hold, that the Loi Mosi, the Tanakama and Shimon hold Mosi. So you see that Rav would not be Chaylik on two Tanoim, so how could there be Shalish Machlekes Bedov? Adon Alav Shemayne Shrotz. Ve'elu Kshorim Shechayovim Aleihem, Shechayovim Aleihem. These are the Kshorim that one is Mechayev if he made such a Kasha. Kesher agmalim v'kesher asafonim. V'chashem shu chayev al kishuron, kachu chayev al hetelon. Just like the zachiyev of kosher, the zachiyev of matin. Ameiroi mekol kesher shu yochol atiroi ba'achas miyodov, ein chayovin olov. So memele, there's no chiyev. That is not called a kesher, that one is able to untie with one hand that doesn't have a teres kesher. Let us see Rashi. ואלו קשורים המנויים באובס מלוכס, דקטוני הקושר והמטיר. אז הקשר של כיום היא שאיני מטיר אלו אלו. That is never matter. It's made, it's oimed to remain. Dumye de koishrei chute yiriyes hanifsokes. When the chute of the yiriyah became nifsak, so they used to go in order to ensure that the whole thread should not get loose, they used to make a kesher on that yiriyah to ensure that it won't move out of the yiriyah. Kesher agmalim ve kesher asifonim bigmorim afolishlu. Kachul chayev al heteron. Where do we find Meleches Matir? Mitzayde Achalozen, Shenitzrochim, Leprokim, Lahater, Kishrei, Rishtois, Akayomois, Delekatz Manoi La'achivo. He says, in the Mishkan, when they catch the Chizoynois, so sometimes they had to adjust the Rishtois, the nets. So Memele, so in order to adjust it, they were Matir, the Kisharim, the Meleche holds, that a kesher sheyochel atiroi, what does that mean? Deloi hatke, ein chayov en olav, vafilu oso lekayov. That means if the kesher was made, it is not a tight kesher, so even though the mechuvin was that it should remain there in this matzev, hafal pike, it does not have a teiris kesher. There's a machlekes harishonim, if Rav Meir is choylik on the Tanakama, or Rav Meir is meforish divrei Tanakama. The Ritva b'gzad ha-machloikis. My kesher hagmalim v'kesher hasfonim. What is kesher hagmalim v'kesher hasfonim? Ileime kitri dekotri bizmome v'kitri dekotri bistav v'isteride hai kesher sheini shol kayomu ala kitro dizmome gufe v'istaride gufe. Zog Rashi. Zmomo menakvim lenako bechaitmo. Nako was a type of a gomel, wild gomel, so they used to pierce her nose. The nice nimbo tabash shel ritzue, and they made a ring out of a ritzue. Bekoishre naisa, vaimede sham loilo. This kesher remained with the gomel. Usheroitze lekoishre lebehema, now they wanted to be mekasher to a mokim. Koisher ritzua arucha ba'oisa tabas, the koisherim bo, upon him shematiro. Now the second ritzua that used to tie to the ritzua shebe, the ritzua that was on her nose, the chaitma, so the second kesher was not lekayom, they used to open it up sometimes. Kitre de kotri bizmo. So the Gemara says, if kesher hagamolim means the kesher that they take the long rope and tie this to this tabas, ze kesher oritzuish shekoishrim bitabas. Isteride gam hu kemin tabas sheoisim in okolom in ritzua benekev sheberoish hasfine. The sfine had the same type of an inyan. Oisai kesher miskayim. Sheroitze lahamidoi. Koisha ritzua ba'oisa tabas umamida bo. And they tied the second ritzua to this tabas. Shereitza lahater, matera ritzua v'noitlo. So memele, so the Gemara asks, that's the Gemara's kasha. If kasha gemolem is kitra de kotri bizmome ve kitra de kotri beistaride, hai kasha she'enish al kayomahu. Because this is oimit to be matera. Hello, kitra des mame gufe et des taride gufe. Kitre de kotre bes taride kasher zu ruchan. Yes, so the Gemara answers no. That what the Mishnah says, a kasher shall kayome, is that the kasher agmalim, kasher asfanim is chay, that is the kasher that is oime, that one ties to the gomel and one ties to the ship. So that is oime to remain there for always. So memela, that is halacha of kesher shel kayom. Bir halacha brings down the machlokes, and then what is a kesher she'enei shel kayom, which we'll see in the next Mishnah. The second kesher is a kesher she'enei shel kayom. It's oimet to remain there, but it's not oimet to untie the same day. It is oimet to remain there. but it will be eventually untied. It's not shel kayom. So that is a kesher she'enoi shel kayom, which we'll see in the next Mishnah, which is potar avol osa. So the Bir Halacha brings down a shaila if one will make a kesher that is oimid to be kaim loilom, let's say like this kesher hagmalim, and they'll have in zinin that he'll be matar it the same day. We'll have later in the next Mishnah a kesher that's oimid to be matar the same day that is mutar lechatchila to make. So, according to Shitas Rashi. So he brings down the machlokes. Others say that this is not considered a kesher shel kayoma, since he's mechaven to be matar the same day. The Bir Halacha holds that you don't look at his das, you look at the normal way this kesher is made. This is a kesher that is normally made to remain there forever. This is a halacha of a kesher shel kayoma. Boy, Rav Achadvoy, Achvei, Demar Acher, Anive l'Rav Meir Mahu. What will be the halacha according to Rav Meir that says that the kol kesher sheyochol atir bachas miyodov ein chayov emol? Now, time is the Rav Meir mishum deyochol atir bachas miyodov. So memele who or nami yochol atir. So memele if that is that gufet that it could be untied easily, that gufa makes it ois kesher shel kayoma. So if that is the case, so an anivik, which also could be opened up by achas miyodam, also will not have a din of a kesher shel kayoma. A dilme taimed ramei mishum dulei mahadik v'ho mahadik. That means that the shail of the gemara is, Yochel atiroi ba'achas miyodov, is this a simin or a sibbe? That is the shail of the Gemara. If you learn that this is a sibbe, sobshat is, that alone, that one is able to be matar the kesher with one hand, so that alone makes it ois, that's a called shel kayoma. Kayoma means that it can withstand an easy opening. So memele, if that is the lomdus of that, then it's a sibbe. That is the lomdus of Rav Meir. So memela hu adin an aniva, which also can be opened with one hand, also does not have a loch of a kesher shel kayama. Or it could be it's a simen. That means not that the one hand is a sibit to make it ois kesher shel kayama. But it means if it's loose, so the looseness makes it ois kesher shel kayama. So memela, and how do we know when is it called loose? If it's loose enough that it can be opened up with one hand. But if a person will make a tight anive, so then I don't have the simen, so memele, the sibe is the looseness of the kesher. So an anive that is tight, one will be fine. Anive, umahatka shape, l'rameya mal. That is the shaila of the gemara. Zoktaisvis, ve'elu ksharim, anive l'rameya mal. Vimtaima amayloi poshit, midisnan lekamon chevel dlish and nifsak lo yehi koishchay. One should not make a kesher ela ein boy. You make an aniva. Umuchach bepeirkama de psochim v'hanu rabbonon who say that you make an aniva hainu rab meya. V'poruch osam inei l'rabbonon shei rab meya. So we see klal that the Gemara assumed that according to rab meya an aniva is mutter. Yeshloim adosam nami porich misofik im hanu rabbonon heim ramei k'may shemistapika. Not that the Gemara assumes clearly that this is a kesher she'ene shel kayama, but if we will assume like that, so the Gemara is astira in ramei. Zot the Mishnah weiter, yesh lecho ksharim she'ein chayovim aleihem ki kesher hagemalim uchi kesher asafon. Zok Rashi, yesh lo hakshorim shen chayovim aleim chatos, kamoi she chayovim al kesher agmalm, al apotar avalosa, digmorim aforish hainiv. That they are not chayiv like a kesher agmalm. Now the Mishnah started off with this kishorim shen chayovim aleim, which would mean potar avalosa. Now the Mishnah says, dvorim amutol, kesheres ishe mafteya chaluke, v'chutei sivcho, v'shal paskaya, v'tzu es manol, v'sandol, v'noido is yayin, v'shemen, v'kideire shal bosa.
Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, Koishlo Lefnei Behema Bishvil Shaloi Teitze. Mifteach Chaluke, Kemoi Sheyesh Legalochim, Ke'en Leshoinois Lekan Olekan. It seems there are laces that come out from each side of the Begit. V'koishchen shel yamin v'kosev smoil, v'shel smoil v'kosev yamin. The kivin, the whole yoyme shogilei, since this is a kesha that is oimet to be opened b'chol yoyim, leidomi midi lekesha shel kayoma, umuta lechatzila. Sivche is a type of a headdress. V'shel piskaye eizer rochov, v'chutin tluyin b'roishoi, l'koish rebet. The Kairin Pindel, so this also, there used to be Mekasha, and also this year was Aymed to be Mata Bechol Yoy. The Noides Yayin Shel Oyer, Shekoifefin PM Vekoishrin. Kdeiro Shel Bosa, Pomim Shekoishrin Beged Lefio, Koishrin Befne Behemo, Chevel Bereichem A Pesach. That is Mutter. Zakte Gemor, Hogufe Kasha. Amrit. Yesh kshorim shein chayov malayim ki kesher hagmalim ki kesher asfod chiyuv ehu delek ho isu reike aber weistois is an isa vohodar toni kesheres isha mafteya chaluke afel lachat chile. So in Meila, how do we understand these two halachis? He started off ein chayov and he ended up at his mother. The Gemara Ochika. Yesh kshorim shein chayov malayim ki kesher agmalim ki kesher asfone. Umay niyu kitro de kotri bizmome ve kitro de kotri bistaride. Chiyuv ehudeleke o isu reike. Yesh emutorm lechatchile umay niyu kesheres miftachei chaluke. Adasi Rashi, zogt Rashi, kitri de kitri bizmome. Ritzua aruche shemachnisim b'tabas osa lechatchile lekoishcha shom mimnei shepo'omim shemeniach shom shavua o yishvuayim. This is sometimes left in that kesha. Vekoish romate roishe echod shenosen b'yaseid oi ba'omud sheoso boi hanoke v'agomu. So this, and sometimes it could remain, so therefore, Chazal asked it. But a kesher that is aimed to be matter, the whole yoim, so this is mutter lechatchila.